This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Nick Vandenberg is a man of many talents. In the mid-2000s, Nick ventured from his home in mid-Ohio Valley out to L.A. He was hoping to write scores for films, and guess what? That's what he did. He wrote music for indie flicks that have made their way to the Sundance Movie Festival, and he's had music featured on Nickelodeon. But now the multi-instrumentalist is based in Chapel Hill, and he's working on a second album of folk roots music. The new album called Sweet By and By Bye Bye. It's already been released digitally, and you can catch him performing at Steel String Craft Brewery in Carrboro this Sunday night at 9 o'clock. But Nick Vandenberg joins me right now. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You've been a performer for some time. Tell me how you got involved in music.
Oh, I started playing really young. My mom's a violinist and violist, and I started taking violin lessons when I was 3 and a half or 4. My brother and I were both doing that. Did that for a few years, and then eventually traded my violin for a trumpet, which I studied through college.
So you were interested in jazz initially, right?
Yeah. I think one of my first albums was a Dizzy Gillespie album, a lot of Louis Armstrong and things like that. I didn't start singing until just a few years ago, so most of the music I was writing was instrumental, and jazz kind of allowed me to write the way I wanted to and have it performed.
How long were you thinking you might want to have a career in music?
I mean, maybe since I've been 14 or 15, the goal has been to do basically what I'm doing now, which is, you know, writing music for films and writing songs and things. So it's, once I decided that's what I wanted to do, it's been my number one goal.
And that has moved you away from jazz a little bit, has it not?
A little bit, yeah. I was, once I started singing, I guess, I realized that most of the music that I was writing was really songwriting. I wasn't composing theme and variations, kind of long form through composed things. I was writing concise, kind of jazz standard type song forms. And when I realized I wanted to start singing, the type of writing I was already doing kind of lent itself to songwriting and singing those songs.
Can we get a sample right now?
Sure. Yeah, this is the song called The Sweet By and By Bye Bye.
Trenches, voices call from where I'm going to brighter days, blown away by the sweet by and by, bye bye. Miss my mama, miss my baby, blood by visions, bright my lady, calls me home, sends me back from the sweet by and by, bye bye. Silver ocean, full sails in a deep blue sky, kingdom done, my turn come for the sweet by and by, bye bye, for the sweet by and by, bye bye. They'd lift me, swing me low, rock me slow to the sweet by and by, bye bye. Wet this dirt with holy water, trees like triggers fall, they falter. Only one, you're undone by the sweet by and by, bye bye. Silver ocean, full sails in a deep blue sky, kingdom done, my turn come for the sweet by and by, bye bye, for the sweet by and by, bye bye.
Nick Vandenberg live on The State of Things with the title track from his newest album, Sweet By and By Bye Bye, available at his website, which you can find at our website, stateofthings.org, if you want a link to that. So you go from an interest in jazz to songwriting and then wanting to do scores. Tell us about that. And writing for the movies.
I mean, I think one of the main reasons I was interested in music was because of things like Star Wars or Indiana Jones, things like that, you know, John Williams scores. And I really love storytelling, and I love watching films, and I always felt like that was kind of my way in.
What's the relationship between the film and the song and the score when, from your point of view?
I mean, the musicians that I love the most are capable of creating a very strong sense of place with the sound and a sense of mood. And the, you know, really great film composers are able to write themes that, even when taken out of the picture, can evoke, you know, evoke the same feeling if you think of the, you know, the Jaws theme or something like that.
But would you have to say, I mean, that's the tricky thing for me, because if I'm the director of the film, mm-hmm. I want you to propel the emotion, but I don't want you to get in the way of my genius.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I also think that some of the best film composers or the best scores are ones that are able to be maybe recognizable, but also while you're watching it, you're maybe not aware that you're even listening to it. It's there just supporting from the background.
Well, let's listen. You did a score. That, what we're going to play is Larissa Daza number 3. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about where it appeared and how you
sure.
came to write it.
This is an instrumental track that I didn't actually write for a film, but it's pretty close to some scores that I've done. It's influenced by Django Reinhardt. You know, cartoon music, the composer Carl Stalling is a big influence of mine. And this is just an example of me playing all of the instruments all at once.
Here it is. There's a little sample of Larissa Daza number 3, composed by my guest, Nick Vandenberg. Nick, no ocarina in there that I could hear.
No, that's the one thing I like.
One thing. Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's
just all done in a single day. You know, it was a piece that I wrote a few years ago and then decided to re-record here at my house in Chapel Hill.
Did you write it kind of with all of that, all those instruments in mind, that kind of an arrangement? Or it's
Yeah, I mean, the arrangement, even in the re-recording, is pretty close to what I originally did. You know, it's just a melody, you know. And then, as you know, record one instrument and the next, and then kind of work out, have an idea of generally what I want, and then you can just layer
you
things.
Put some cool stuff. It really sounds nice. I love the textures. You also had some of your music on Nickelodeon, which you found out kind of by accident.
Yeah, well, I knew that it had been written. I did that with a friend of mine who's in Los Angeles now. We went to college together. He's a DJ. Goes by the name Ruckus Roboticus. And we had done this piece, and you know, we finished it and sent it off. And then I was at home visiting my parents in West Virginia, and the TV was on. And from the other room, I hear this commercial for this show that we'd written for. And I, you know, was like, oh, what is that? It's pretty familiar sounding. And then, you know, a few seconds in, I realized that it's familiar because I'd written it.
Kind of a nice moment.
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you get a check?
Yeah, we got
it. That's good. Hey, will you play another song for us?
Sure. Yeah, this is another one off the new album. It's called It's a Mystery, Why It's a Mystery.
Of all the things I could throw away, a dollar bill, all the drinks I'll spill, could not convey the trouble it's taken for me to understand what I don't understand. It's a mystery, why it's a mystery. I didn't know I was lonely till you opened the door and walked in the door. Of all the strings that were pulling me, a twisted thread running up my sleeve, could hold my gloves while I climbed the ladder to get outside myself. I was beside myself, 'cause it's a mystery, why it's a mystery. I didn't know I was lonely till you opened the door and walked in the door. And when it fell from a cloud like mist to me, a tree set in stone, it rained gently down to the rivers of history, so we could know what we've never known. Still, it's a mystery, why it's a mystery. I didn't know I was lonely till you opened the door and walked in the door.
Nick Vandenberg's new album is called Sweet By and By Bye Bye, and he is my guest today on The State of Things. Great song.
Thanks.
Nice album. I understand there's a fairly interesting piano that has been modified many, many times that makes its appearance on this album.
Yeah, one of the first things I did when I moved to Chapel Hill was go scouring Craigslist for a used piano, and I found this great, you know, 100 or so year old upright piano that has a little bar attached to a lever. And if you pull the lever, the bar comes down and it lowers strips of felt with tacks in them between the hammers and the strings. So you can get a nice tack piano sound, which is featured prominently throughout the new album.
Tack piano, which has got a kind of a harpsichord timbre, right?
It does, yeah. It's kind of a confusing sound in a way. It doesn't sound quite like a harpsichord. It's not quite like a piano. And it allows me to get some really nice textures by layering even, you know, a regular piano with the tack piano.
And you've played around with it in other ways. Have you done other things with the strings?
Yeah, I do. Especially on this album, a lot of songs will have maybe two or three pianos. I'll have a regular piano part, then I'll have the tack piano part, and then I'll just put gaff tape over the strings, which gives it a really nice, plunky, kind of muted sound, yeah. Which really, you know, can thicken the texture in a nice way.
It's an interesting way to think about music. I mean, that timbre, those textures really do matter, and it's great to think about melody. It's great to think about the lyrics and certainly the harmonies, the way voices and things come together. But to kind of mess with the instruments to get various sounds and then blend them. I mean, it's not just what this piano can do, but what it might do in combination with the other instruments. It's very cool stuff. I'm going to give you time to play us out. that. And I think what we'll do, why don't we play something from the album? You've been kind enough to come on and do acoustic here. But we'll give folks, as we close, a sense of what the full produced album would sound like.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And then I will thank you very much for being on the program.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And I will remind everybody that Nick Vandenberg is a Chapel Hill-based artist, and his new album is Sweet By and By, Bye Bye. It's released digitally right now. You can go to his website via our website, stateofthings.org, and you can catch a performance at Steel String Craft Brewery in Carrboro Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Thank you for listening to our program. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, Nick Vandenberg.
So mean, you know I'll never forget you. Standing on the rooftop, dropping me a handkerchief and wiping the lenses clean. You were so green. You said we never should let you take off on the blacktop. Promised you never stop flying on some machine. Through my head, the memory faded off. But now that you're dead and gone, you can't leave a memory. Your ring is so true. Bells can ring in the right time. How can my mind bring you? Getting our palms red, chasing out.